Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
A good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Hi, good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend in between Christmas and the new year. And we're going to be wrapping some things up. We're also going to be introducing a new person to the outdoor family.
Yes.
Actually, he's been in the outdoor world and outdoor industry for some time, and that's Rob McKenna, the new CEO of Dallas Safari Club.
Okay.
And we'll introduce this gentleman to you, tell you a little bit about his background, and he's also just come back previewing the Atlanta Convention Center, where their convention will be held in just a couple of weeks.
Okay.
So we've got that. We're going to kick around some ideas as to what did or did not happen in 2024 and look ahead to what may occur in 2025. So y'all do stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you make us a part of your weekend plan. And, boy, I tell you what, every year, maybe it's just that I'm getting older, Harold, but I am amazed at how quickly we go from pre-Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and here New Year's right upon us.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Just, it's nuts. And here in the Lone Star State, never more true statement is if you don't like the weather, just wait a minute,
right? Absolutely.
This roller coaster continues. So We're going to be touching on weather-related activities later in the show. Did you have a good Christmas? Christmas.
Quite much friends. Like me. Yeah, friends over. We did a potluck lunch, you know. And I've got leftovers for weeks now.
Yeah, very good. And are you going to go out and, you know, ring in the new year with partying? You're going to...
No, not since I was in a major wreck back in the late 60s. I do not go out on New Year's.
You learned your lesson.
I leave it to the amateurs. I do not go out at all. If you invite me over to your house for a New Year's party, you better expect me to spend the night.
You're not invited. There has been a lot going on in the Lone Star State. And, you know, we are a land full of rich history.
Indeed.
Absolutely. And it's amazing. And there's something that I subscribe to. If you're a Texan or you want to know about Texas, you really need to take a look at it in this day in history.
Mm-hmm.
And back on Thursday of this week, and I believe it was 1875, the first buffalo hunt took place.
Ah.
And just in a matter of a few years, they were gone.
Right.
And what's exciting... Not their demise, but the remnants. Goodnight, you know, was Charles Goodnight,
right?
Up in the Panhandle, protected. Texas has its own subspecies of buffalo up around Quiddicay and Caprock Canyon State Park. But what's neat is people are starting to look at ways to bring the grasslands back.
Mm-hmm.
We went through all the improved grasses for the cattle raisers.
Right.
Now there's many that are coming in that are tilling that under and coming back with more, well, natural, you know, grasses.
I mean, the bar bar is going down. We're going to have more of them free grazers.
You know? actually, there is some barbed wire adjustment. How's that?
Okay.
Out in West Texas, antelope are not like deer, and they're not prone to jump over barbed wire fences.
Right.
But you can take the bottom strand and tie it up to the second strand,
right?
And they'll go under.
There you go.
Okay, and so the movement's much better. Now, for something as big as a buffalo, they just go through it.
Correct. Once they get going.
Absolutely, absolutely. One thing that you can do if you're looking for something to kick off the new year, and that's go to one of our state parks. They always have these walks on New Year's Day. And you can go to tpwd.texas.gov and find out information about what's going on. It's a great way to really introduce yourself to a different part of the state, maybe learn more about a state park that's near you. And this is the first day hike. Is the way it's been billed for many, many years, and that's going to be on January 1st. So go to the State Game Department, see what's going on. Got any news for us?
And check the weather.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting, too. Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. National Shooting Sports Foundation urging President-elect Donald Trump to take decisive action to disband the White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention and put an end to government-funded efforts to infringe upon the constitutionally guaranteed Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens. This office, installed under President Joe Biden, never addressed criminal misuse of firearms. Instead, it squandered taxpayer dollars and employed former gun control lobbyists to minimize the American rights to keep and bear arms and propose policies to harass and damage the American firearm ammunition industry. President-elect Trump might consider replacing this office with one dedicated to the advancement of the Second Amendment.
What else?
What else? Well, National Shooting Sports Foundation is pleased to announce Winchester's donated an additional 40,000 rounds of rimfire ammunition in support of their First Shots program. This year's support brings Winchester's total donation to more than 160,000 rounds of rimfire ammunition to the First Shots program over the past 3 years. Hugely grateful to Winchester for its ongoing support of First Shots program, said Zach Snow, the director of member development. As with Winchester's past donations of rimfire ammunition, this year's will allow first-time and novice target shooters to gain experience in handling and using firearms safely. Americans in growing numbers are eager to learn about firearm ownership, and First Shots has been designed to assist them by providing education in the classroom and experience on the firing line. Winchester is one of the premier manufacturers of ammo in America, longtime supporter of First Shots. And this is an introductory and refresher program made available through host target shooting ranges across the country. By providing educational experiences that are safe, fun, and memorable, host ranges are having a great success in attracting first-timers. That's what we need to do.
All right, very good. Tell you what, we're going to take a break early.
Oh.
So we have more time to visit
Indeed.
With our guest and introduce him. So y'all stick around. We got Best Bets, Outdoor Report, and more headed your way.
America's best-selling truck for 47 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Haha, but you're not going to see them celebrate those 47 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 47 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. This portion of our program is brought to you by The Blind. That is B-L-Y-N-D. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, The Blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. I've got some at my place I've had over 20 years, and they're still doing their job. The Blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind. Just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed, spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie-downs, accessories, and their new cottonseed feeder at blind.com. That is B-L-Y-N-D.com. Remember, since 1980, it's The Blind, and dealer inquiries are welcomed.
And you can see The Blind product line at Ebar Feeds, two locations in Hallettsville and Gonzales, Moore's Farm and Ranch Supply in Brady, West Texas Game Feeders in San Angelo, and Wilford Enterprises, two locations, one in Coontz and one in Buna.
And I am missing something here.
You're missing something.
Yeah. You the fishing and hunting times.
You don't have that, huh?
I don't have that.
You know what? You sure don't.
Maybe we should just go right to the report.
No. We adjust. We adapt. We overcome.
Oh, it's in the magazine.
It's in the magazine.
Yes, that's Texas Outdoors Journal, friends. It's too late for the Christmas deal, though, right?
No, it goes through December 31st.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You'll hear more about that in a bit. What you've got coming up is you've got five good days.
Okay.
Coming up this Saturday through Wednesday. That's followed by Thursday, slip into fair. Friday, plunge into poor, as will Saturday. Next Sunday, struggles back up to a fair rating. This weekend and Monday, look for game to be most active from early morning until early to mid-afternoon. Tuesday, Wednesday, look for game to be most active from late morning until mid to late afternoon. Thursday, Friday, and you look at game that's going to be active from about noon until late afternoon, early evening before sunset. Next Saturday and Sunday, you've got activity from mid-afternoon until well into the evening hours after sunset.
Okay.
On the coast, well, let's see what we got. We've got a Saturday and Sunday this weekend, a one tide schedule of one high and one low. Monday's a three tide day with two low tides and one high. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are a trio of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. Friday, another three tide day, but this is two highs and one low. Next weekend, 2 days with a double tide schedule.
Well, it's handy to have that magazine around.
Yeah, I keep it with me all the time. I don't go anywhere without it. It won't let me. All right. Well, since whoever put the notes together didn't do that, I guess now we're going to need to talk about the coast.
Let's do that.
All right. It's real simple. We're not giving you X marks the spot. We're helping you learn how to read the water and, you know, adapt with various changes that there are many this time of year. We talked earlier in the program about a yo-yo pattern of weather. Look for shallow water is what you need to be thinking. Shallow water that's adjacent to deeper water. Those fish are going to move up. Shallow water warms more quickly. And that's where your fish are going to be found. We've had a really, really mild winter season so far. And what you should be looking for if you're looking for flounder is around the passes. And there's a lot of fish that are still stacked up on the inside of the jetties and passes and never have made a move to the Gulf of Mexico. Some great fishing. Got some reports and seen some monster bull redfish coming out of Lake Calcasieu. High school running buddy Jerry Brock happened to send me a picture of his son David with a big bull redfish that he caught out of Calcasieu. You've got plenty of upstream bayous and rivers out of Sabine Pass. Great opportunities. Galveston Bay Complex gets you a chart. I know that you younger people want to operate with your phone.
Yeah.
Gets you a chart so you can see something, you know.
Okay.
And then utilize Google Earth to look for the troughs and pockets, the grass beds all up and down the coast. Shorelines, rivers. Think of Tommy Koontz about that all the time, you know, fishing areas. And if you figure out your pattern on the rivers, you might want to try not just the Colorado, but San Bernard, you know, down the Victoria Barge Canal. In behind St. Joe Island, you're fishing back lakes. That's working the tides. Fish inside when the tides are flooding. When they're receding, fish on the outside beaches. And then just a plethora of habitat, fish, and varieties from the JFK Causeway through the land cut down to the lower Laguna Madre. And one of the most favorite this time of year?
Yes.
Brownsville Ship Channel.
There you go.
Okay. What's going on in our lakes?
Well, let us head to East Texas. Conroe. Crappie are in 12 to 22 feet.
What kind of fish?
Crappie.
Okay.
In 12 to 22 feet. Close or in structure. Biting jigs and minnows or minnows. Many reports of catches in 4 feet of water north of 1097. Hybrid stripers have been schooling in 15 to 26 feet of water, hanging on flats and drop-offs. Many anglers are trolling with a deep diver and a pet spoon trailer. Fork! Bass are good on Viper XP jigs and Texas rigs around big wood near any depth. Changes like creeks and ditches in 5 to 7 feet of water. Square-bill crankbaits, chatterbaits, are good around docks in 3 to 6 feet. Carolina rigs are good on long points in 8 to 15 feet, Lake of the Pines. Largemouth bass bite is excellent. The fish have been biting shad-colored baits up in shallow coves and creek channels. Flukes, small swim baits, or a dark-colored jig around boat ramps have also produced good-sized fish. Nackinich, largemouth bass are excellent on small swim baits. Carolina rigs and drop shots. Crappie are excellent on brush piles and standing timber with a 1/16 ounce white crappie jig on a split shot. Nacogdoches Largemouth bass are excellent on large swim baits and Carolina rigs off the bottom in creek channel swings in 12 to 15 feet of water. Crappie are also excellent in 12 to 15 feet of water around standing timber and brush piles on 1/16 ounce translucent white crappie jigs on a split shot rig. Sam Rayburn, bass are chasing shad in the shallows off points and grass being caught on crankbaits. Crappie and white bass are moving in the river channel. Catfish are good in 15 to 26 feet of water on cutbait and minnows. Fayette bass are good on rattle traps and topwaters, shaky heads, and some drop shots in 2 to 20 feet of water. Find the bait, find the fish. Limestone. Crappie are in 10 to 18 feet on offshore brush being caught on minnows or tight lining and standing timber. Catfish are in 10 to 20 feet on cut bait and minnows. Largemouth bass are in water 2 to 18 feet on docks, timber, bulkheads, rocks, on Texas rigs, jigs, chatterbaits, and spinnerbait. Whitney, catfish are good using punch bait in 18 to 25 feet of water. Stripes are hitting better on live bait. Are trolling in 20 to 30 feet of water.
All right, heading to South Texas out Del Rio way, where the white bass are good in 30 to 40 feet of water on spoons, underspins, and umbrella rigs. Corpus Christi reports of a good blue catfish bite in 19 feet of water. Off the bottom, catfish are still running in that pound and a half to 4 pound range. Falcon. Trophy catfish are good in 8 to 12 feet of water with fresh cut bait on Santee Cooper rigs. Keeper catfish are good in 3 to 10 feet of water on vertical structure with stink bait or shrimp on a slip bobber to keep the bait about a foot off the bottom. Allen Henry, crappie are good in 15 to 30 feet of water. Catfish are good on liver and cut shad. Meredith, don't forget, 2 weeks ago there was a stocking of rainbow trout. And still in basin, there's more fish on the way. And walleye fishing continues to be good on minnows, grubs, and other artificial baits.
Heading to the Hill Country, Canyon largemouth bass are excellent along grass edges with chatterbaits, crankbaits, really whatever your favorite lure is. White bass are good in 30 to 50 feet on white or silver slab spoons. LBJ, channel, and blue cats are good on punch bait and 22 to 26 feet of water over drop-offs and rock piles. Bass are good working docks and bulkheads with creature baits, worms, and flukes. A frog or a topwater plus a wake bait around vegetation is working well. Travis, bass are chasing shad in the backs of the coves and cuts near deeper water. Also work the deeper water docks on the main lake with jigs, Texas rigs, power worms, and pumpkin colors. Rattle trap or shallow crank in any craw colors is working well right now.
All right. Ready for some hunting information?
Let's go.
Well, if you're going to go deer hunting in the North Zone, you better get after it because that season will close January 5th. So will the North Zone Fall Rio Grande turkey season. The whitetail season in South Texas in the South Zone will run through January 19th, and running concurrently with that is also the Rio Grande turkey season down there. Light and dark goose season in the East Zone through January 26th, as well as the Sandhill crane season in Zone B. The light and dark geese season in West Texas will run through February 2nd, and quail season runs through February 23rd. I guarantee you, every lease that where they've been hunting deer, once that deer season's over,
right,
go after those bob whites, you know. Or you go out west and do some brush busting after some blue quail, and the fall squirrel season will run through February 23rd.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yep.
God, you've been so damn good.
No peeking over my shoulder. Here's your Christmas present.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I see it.
The 2025 Ford Bronco Sport.
Yes.
Big Bend Edition.
Big Bend Edition.
4x4.
That'll work.
With a 1.5 liter EcoBoost 3-cylinder engine.
3-cylinder?
Isn't that interesting? What? Says Bob. 3-cylinder. Made it an 8-speed automatic transmission. That's why it gets 29 miles per gallon on the highway. Also, it has active grille shutters, which is cool. That cuts down some of the drag and makes it a little more aerodynamic for something that's shaped more like a brick. But it's just cool. And that little three-banger puts out 181 horsepower. This is the baby Bronco.
Okay.
There's a lot to like about this thing, but one thing I like, and I've
it fits you.
Well, it fits me for one thing, but I've talked to my friends at Ford, and I said, hey, I wish they would do it on the bigger version. The baby Bronco Sport is the only one with a solid top.
Okay.
Not everybody's going to take off the doors and the roof and flip the windshield down, things that are on their other models because they're going directly after
this doesn't have
Jeep
the flip
Wrangler.
Down windshield?
No.
Front.
No, it doesn't have the
okay.
take-apart stuff.
I thought that was the model you were going to
review. No, no, no. No.
Have you
Because I haven't driven
too?
That model.
Huh? You have not driven that
I have not driven that model, no. Anyway, I have driven a bigger Bronco, but not that particular one that you seem to like so much. But they've got road noise because of that removable roof. And
yeah.
again, everybody that is interested in something like that, and the look is cool, is not going to go to Moab or Rubicon. I mean, it's just neat. It's cool. I can drive a lot of places. It's neat in town and off-road also. But anyway, so that's why this thing has 5 goat modes. Go over any terrain.
Okay.
Ta-da! Sandy. Slippery, sport, eco, normal, and yuck.
And yuck?
I just threw that in there. But again, see, I like the solid roof, rubberized floor, washable interior, fold-down second row, fair amount of storage, under-seat storage on this thing, too. Liftgate has 2 floodlights in the back and a bottle opener.
And a what?
A bottle opener.
Okay.
On the lift gate. Okay. Skid plates. Okay. But it's a compact SUV, but great looking. And again, this might just be the right size for you. And this is considered the entry level Bronco at $37,000. But I love their motto, Bronco Sport Built Wild. That's the 2025 Ford Bronco Sport Big Bend.
For any of you all, remember the original Bronco?
Yes.
The body styling of the new version compared to the original mm-hmm. version, somewhat similar.
On purpose.
I had that. I had the different Eddie Bauer versions.
You had the V8, though? You have the V8 versions?
Oh, of course.
Of course, yes.
Of course.
Right.
And everybody back then was wanting a 4-door.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's available in 4-door
Correct.
Now. So,
yeah.
I mean, there's a lot to that line. And
yeah, the 4s actually came out first, and then they dropped down to the 2s. So if you want that look of the 2-door from the past.
Sure, sure. What fun I had in that, and may have to get one of those. I mean,
yeah, they're great.
What was the price on that one?
37.
37?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And a lot of stuff. Obviously, I didn't go into it, but obviously everything now has got a lot of tech and a lot of safety, so it does have all of that.
Do you know how big the big one is in engine size?
No.
302, maybe?
No. No. Oh, no. No, no, there's no H yet.
Really?
Right.
We need to call Ford.
I know. I keep dropping little hints. Hey, guys, you know, solid roof and V8.
All right.
Bound to happen.
We're going to go from talking about Ford Broncos to talking about Dallas Safari Club Convention with Rob McCannon right after this.
Save the date for the biggest hunting show in Dallas, Texas. Texas Trophy Hunters Association and SCI are kicking the year off with the Outdoors Extravaganza at the K. Bailey Hutchinson Center in Dallas, Texas, January 10th through the 12th. Come book a hunt, see all the newest outdoor gear, enjoy nightly events, and have fun with the whole family. See you in Dallas. Get your tickets today at OutdoorsExtravaganza.com.
I'm Sinequa Martin-Green, and when my mother was diagnosed with cancer, our world changed forever. This experience made me so passionate about spreading awareness of treatment options, including clinical trials. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer to get information to those who have been diagnosed with cancer and their loved ones. Clinical trials introduce new hope for patients, providing access to cutting-edge new treatments. Talk to your doctor to see if a clinical trial may be the best choice for you or a loved one. To learn more, visit standuptocancer.org/clinical-trials today.
It's that time of year when we're all hustling around buying gifts for family, friends, clients, or business associates. If they love the outdoors and do most of their hunting and fishing in Texas, then give them a subscription to Texas Outdoors Journal. Each issue of this award-winning publication has a section for hunters, saltwater anglers, freshwater anglers, and a section for everyone. Plus, they'll receive our monthly forecast for area lakes and the entire Texas coast. Take advantage of our 3-for-$49 Christmas special. That's any combination of 3 subscriptions or 3 years at just $49. Give 3 friends each a 1-year subscription. It's just $49. Take a subscription for yourself and give 2 1-year gift subscriptions. Just $49. or sign up or renew for 3 years for just $49. To subscribe, call 713-957-3997 or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com. That's TexasOutdoorsJournal.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Spear Ag in Uvalde, Texas. You know, you might say agriculture's in the blood of Spear Ag owners Justin and Klein Spear. Since the time the brothers were born, they've been actively involved in both farming and ranching. Just like you, when you were a kid going to the feed store with your grandpa on a Saturday, today Spear Ag brings that feeling back to life. Visit their headquarters, store, and plant located at 3333 East Main Street in Uvalde and step back in time to when customer service was the focus and the quality of goods was the priority. Spear Ag and Feeder Max Feed Wildlife products still hold to these values today. Spear Ag is home of bagged cottonseed. They sell in bulk, plus they will deliver. Spear Ag's also your one source for all ranch, animal, and wildlife supplies, carrying a full line of feed for cattle, horses, sheep, goats, wildlife, and pets. For ranching and agricultural services, visit spearag.com. For more information on Spear Ag's Feeder Max lineup of wildlife blends and cottonseed, visit feedermaxfeed.com. Or just give them a call at 830-279-6156. That's 830-279-6156. Tell you what, I am excited to be able to visit and help introduce this gentleman to all of our listeners. Dallas Safari Club has a new chief executive officer. His name is Rob McKenna. Rob, first off, welcome to Texas, welcome to Dallas Safari Club, and welcome to Texas Outdoor News Radio. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for the welcome, Bill. It's good to know that I'm soon going to be a Texan. As of January 1st, I'll be moving into town, so things are looking good, and I'm happy to be on your show this morning.
Well, absolutely. You've got quite a bit of experience, and we want to start there as to kind of giving folks your background. Would you explain your involvement in the shooting sports and outdoor industry?
Well, it's pretty much been since when I was in college, Bill, as I started working in a retail gun store in Pennsylvania, just north of Pittsburgh. And then after graduation, went into the wholesale side of the business. And from there, spent a lot of years with Remington Arms Company, Orca Coolers, which really wasn't in the shooting sports, but was in the outdoor market. And then over to Walter Firearms for the last 5 years. So basically about the last 35 years of my life, I've been exposed to a great industry of people that is known as the shooting sports industry.
Hey, Rob, this is Harold. Of course, I also want to welcome you to Texas, but you won't be a foreigner for long. You're coming in from where, though, now?
Right now I live in Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Oh,
we've been
okay
there for years, so.
Well, that's great country. That's great country. You know,
yeah.
And that Walter experience had to be interesting. I mean, a long line company like that, which sort of, you know, went away years ago with gun control acts because of their size, and then started making them in the U.S. And the line has grown very strong since then, hasn't it?
Yes, it's been really good. When I started there about 5 years ago in 2020, the line, we've experienced some great growth there, and it went about doubled in size over the last 5 years. So it's good to have that grand old brand still in the shooting sports industry that started in about 1886. And I've been lucky enough to be with a couple big brands before I'd left Remington after 17 years. It celebrated its 200th year. So some of these brands have been around and will be part of, I guess, the industry and everything goes along with it forever, we hope.
Since Dallas Safari Club tapped you, I've got to figure you've got some sort of a hunting and shooting background beyond working with some excellent manufacturers. What kind of hunting is your passion, or do you like a little bit of all?
I like it all. That's the easy part of it. But being born and raised in northwestern Pennsylvania, as you might know, kind of like Texas, the people there are born with whitetail hunting in their veins. So I've been lucky enough, that's where everything started for me, upland bird hunting and whitetail hunting. But over the years, you get exposed to things. And like I said, I was very lucky to be in a great industry that exposed me to a lot of things, such as mule deer hunting, elk hunting, traveling to things that I never would have thought growing up in a little 2,500-person town in Pennsylvania, to be able to go to Namibia and South Africa and hunt African animals. So I really love it all. And the good thing about this part of my career is, after doing this for 35 years, that's why I really got in the industry, was the love of hunting and conservation and bringing new people into it. And that's what Dallas Safari Club, going over to them, it allows me to reignite that passion that's always been there, but understanding how conservation and bringing new people and educating people is so important to what we do.
I'm really excited for the opportunity that you're stepping into, We're certainly standing by to help any way we can. Listen, we're up against the mid-portion of the program. We need to take a break. So, Rob, if you would, hold on. Folks, you stick around as well as we continue to introduce Dallas Safari Club's new CEO, Rob McCannon, right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Each year, the most impactful hunting and conservation gathering takes place. And in 2025, it's in Atlanta, Georgia, January 9th through 12th. Hi, I'm Dallas Safari Club and DSC Foundation Acting CEO Brian Feenhold, inviting you to join us at the Georgia World Congress Center for an incredible sporting expo, inspiring speakers, and exciting auctions featuring the finest in hunting and fishing outfitters, merchandisers, artists, and firearm manufacturers. Your participation directly impacts the DSC mission, ensuring the future of wildlife and wild places. Details are at biggame.org. See you there.
We continue our conversation with Rob McCannon. As of January 1, he'll be the new CEO of the Dallas Safari Club. And for years, many of you all have heard me raving about the convention that they have put on. Due to circumstances beyond their control, they ended up moving to Atlanta, Georgia. And you just got back from there, I guess probably meeting some of your team and taking a look at the floor plan and layout over there, haven't you?
Yes, I was fortunate enough to spend 3 days in Atlanta and go through the whole facility, and what a beautiful facility it is that's going to allow us to put on a convention that's going to be very new and exciting. As you said, there were some things outside of Dallas Safari Club's control that moved the convention from Texas to Atlanta, but the great thing about that is it's a great opportunity, Bill. If you think of what Dallas Safari Club is, its roots are very solid and will always remain in Texas. But the organization is growing, and by going to Atlanta and having this convention, we can expose the great organization that has its roots in Texas to new people and show that the Dallas Safari Club, although it is a Texas organization, we are a worldwide organization, and we have plans on growing and continuing to get bigger and bigger and extending those roots. And think of those branches of trees going all across not only the U.S., but many other countries.
Looking at what Dallas Safari Club, where that started, where it has grown, and what you're actually stepping into, one of the things that has excited me a few years ago when they started their chapter development, I was with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation on their national board during early years of that organization's formation, and there's some similarities that I'm seeing to the chapter development, and it's not just, you know, relegated to Texas, it's literally across the continent and beyond. That's, I'm assuming with the growth we've seen, that's going to continue to be a big focus for DSC, right?
Oh, yes. With me coming on board, that's the one thing we're looking for is how do we take the efforts that, as we said, with the roots that started in Texas and let it continue to keep growing and showing people all around the country and the world what a great organization it is and how to let people in other areas get more involved with conservation and education and advocacy to do the things that need to do to keep things going well into the future.
Absolutely. Along with what's happening with your chapter and membership development, when you say DSC, it's not just domestic, you know, wildlife right. And conservation initiatives. These are worldwide initiatives, challenges that would be foreign to us, in foreign countries, and that's got to be a challenge for you.
Yes, and it really is. And when you talk back about the convention, we think about things, we say, okay, it's out of Texas and it's in Atlanta this year. But we have exhibitors this year that are coming from 39 different countries. So when you really think about that, 39 different countries will be represented at the convention. So all the problems that other countries have outside of the U.S., it all wraps into one. And we're all working as a team to bring it together on a worldwide basis and make things better, and like we said, extend things into the future for everywhere that there's wildlife and everywhere that there's hunting and things like that. We're really focused on it all, and as things grow, it'll present more challenges, I'm sure, but it'll also present a lot of opportunities and be very rewarding.
Yeah, Rob, a couple of questions. One, early on into this thing, and as large as the organization is and as much as it's growing, have you had your what am I getting myself into moment yet?
No, I really haven't. So we've been laughing about it. So being with Walter, when I made the thing came up out of the blue to come to Dallas Safari Club, mm-hmm. and what I wanted to do was leave Walter in a lurch. So I've sort of been phasing myself out. So I'm going to get baptism by fire, drink from the water hose, whatever you want to say, but I'm rolling into this. And I'm going to have that moment. I'm just not sure when it's going to be, but I'm sure it's coming.
Yeah, well, moving to a new city from the center in Dallas now to Atlanta, what kind of changes are people going to see as far as the layout, the operation, the participants, anything like that?
Well, actually, it's funny because when I looked at the stats when I went down to find out things and meet with the team, we're going to have more show booths than we've had in 43-year history of the show. So there's more show booths signed up for Atlanta. There's going to be over 1,900 booths on the floor, over 900 exhibitors, great taxidermy displays, just a total new facility to give everything a new look and new excitement. And also by being in a different part of the country, when you think of taxidermy displays, a lot of things when you hear safari, you see the things about elephants and the big five. We're doing a big focus having North American animals and the things that are in Texas. I mean, you think of whitetail and you think of the East Coast, how they people hunt turkey and things like that. So there's going to be a lot of new excitement, a new look, and just, like I said, a lot of new excitement that the opportunity to move is bringing to the situation.
Absolutely. And, those challenges become opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
And one thing about Dallas Safari Club's convention has a history of just being so friendly. I guarantee you those exhibitors that have been at the Texas show, mm-hmm. In years past, are going to be just as welcoming. And one thing that I always preach, don't get center line fever. There's right. so much information. There's so much knowledge amongst the exhibitors. Plus, Dallas Safari Club always has a great lineup of speakers and seminars. Have you all completed that, or are you all still working on putting that list together?
Oh, there is a great list of people, just like you said, from all the events that are out there, from Michael Waddell speaking at one of the dinners to and just other people. And believe it or not, the welcomingness of Georgia with Governor Kemp being there and things like that, there's going to be a lot of people there that are very influential and just really care about conservation and hunting and everything that goes along with it. So, like you said, those opportunities of branching out and seeing new areas, it brings new people to the table and new opportunities. So very exciting again.
One thing that I always noticed, and I'm big-time quail hunter, was the interest in quail. Certainly that is part of Georgia's hunting heritage. But also the sculptures, the bronzes, the artwork, the painters has always been a big part of the show. Did y'all pick up any new people? I bet you probably picked up a few artists that wanted to show their wares.
Well, so like I said, the drinking from the fire hose, I'm learning all the people that are going to be. But the one thing I can tell you is I know when you speak of bronze, that we will have on display the best bronze anywhere displayed in the world. So that has not changed, and there are new people that are coming in. Even since I've come on board, some new companies from the shooting sports industry that I've been affiliated with are coming on board. So it's a more regional thing and bringing those people in, but it's fun because you'll have all the traditional stuff that the show has always had, but we're also bringing in some new blood and some new opportunity.
You know, I mentioned having been involved with the Elk Foundation and at the Dallas show, it was kind of like old home week because I'd see former board members, fellow board members, right, members of different conservation groups. It's just a conservation gathering, if you would. And looking ahead to the membership, Dallas Safari Club seems to be very much a grassroots organization in the 13 years that I've been involved with y'all. Do you get that feel, that pulse, as you're becoming more familiar with what you've got yourself into?
Oh, most definitely. And that's a great thing. Grassroots things, when anything starts from grassroots, that means it's going to be strong and it's going to remain strong forever. So having that history of what Dallas Safari Club has been and being able to start building on that and taking a more global view, it's just a great opportunity for not just Dallas Safari Club, but all conservation companies out there and other companies that want to be involved to really do some different things and make conservation as a whole a better situation across the world.
We've been talking about the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Sporting Expo at the Atlanta Convention Center, January 9th through the 12th. And you can go to the Dallas Safari Club's website, biggame.org. That's biggame.org. And check out the entire lineup, get tickets. Just really excited about what's going on. In my real estate days, spent some time with developers over in the Atlanta market. In fact, when you'll be going there for a few years, you might want to check out the Hilton when you have a day off away from convention and go see one of my favorite restaurants that used to be in Houston and is in Atlanta. That's Trader Vic's, great Polynesian restaurant. And, anything else on a parting? We got about a minute before we have to say goodbye to you. Anything message that you want to leave as a parting thought?
No, just to thank you guys for having me on and letting me talk a little bit this morning, the day after Christmas, and everything's good. I do want to reach out to your listenership and say, hey, yes, we are not in Texas this year. We are in Atlanta. Don't be afraid to come visit us. It's going to be a great show, and we will never forget that our roots are firmly planted in Texas. It's just that we are in a different location this year, but it's going to be an incredible opportunity and a great convention.
Well, coming up, there's obviously Texas chapters.
Ah, yes.
And there is a summer show that we'll be telling our listeners about as those plans solidify further, and I think that's in July. So, Ron McCannon, again, congratulations. Welcome, and look forward to shaking your hand in person in the very near future.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Rob. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight.
We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what we got?
Well, first up, of course, we want to make sure everybody's going to be safe out there as we've got the new year coming up. We want to wish everybody certainly a very, very happy new year and just hope it keeps on getting better.
Can't wait for January 20th.
Join the club. Okay. But through January 7th, that's the late dove season ends on North Zone. January 14th, late dove season Central Zone. January 21, late dove season South Zone. January 26th, duck regular season ends. And then through January 26th, the dusky duck second split. Information on all of those things, go to the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department Outdoor Annual, and you'll get the latest information. And then you can go hunting in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 47 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing, payload, and are the strongest trucks on the road. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best in Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And remember, Hybrid Lights, the official mobile lighting provider here at Texas Outdoor News Radio. Flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, more, and kits that like include one of each. They charge with a USB cord or any light source, and they hold a charge for 7 years. 7 years, okay. Go. Go to hybridlight.com, and for 20% off and free same-day shipping, type in the discount code TEXAS20. That's hybridlight.com.
So flawless, we end the year stuffing all of our little hiccups into one. I want to thank Rob McCannon, the new CEO of Dallas Safari Club. Their convention coming up in Atlanta, January 9 through 12.
There you go. Okay, friends, again, the happiest of New Year's, whether you're on the water or in the woods, be safe out there. And join us again next year for more Texas Outdoor News.